You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've got Dan from Darts on the line, and we're going to be having a chat on the other side of this. It's 40 Riddiford Street. Hope you're having a good morning out there.
Grab your friends, we're about to get fleeced. Let's sign away our rights on a 6-month lease. Just to be holed up in this decrepit building, they came with a sign reading earthquake warning. She takes half my pay every week. That stone cold bitch, 40 Riddiford Street. The walls were once white, but now they are black. There's balls in my lungs and mold on my slacks. But that's okay, cause we got solid. Away. There's holes in the walls and a lack of insulation. My girl's getting sick, she's hyperventilating. 900 a week to live like we're squatting. The walls are damp and the floorboards are rotting. I haven't done meth, but now there's no stopping me, cause I pay rent on the set of trains spotting free. But that's okay, cause I got solid plans. I got 24 beers and 2 free hands. That's okay, cause I got solid.
That is Darts with 40 Riddiford Street. Kia ora, Dan, how are you?
Kia ora, I'm not doing too bad.
Not doing too bad. What's the lockdown outlook in Pōneke at the moment? Have you got some sunshine down there, or is it grey like Auckland?
No, we've got some sunshine, I think, the last of the week before it kind of changes.
Excellent. Well,
that's the worst, yeah.
Lucky you guys. You've got a song about it. You can't beat it on a good day. How are you guys feeling? You've just released an excellent track, Toyota Corolla, and you've bought yourself a Toyota Corolla, slapped some Darts personalised numb plates on it, painted it red with flames, and hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll be taking it on tour later in the year. How's it going?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a bit tough at the moment. We're really keen to just get that Corolla rolling, but you know, we're kind of stuck in a stagnant position at the moment. It's a bit of a deja vu, because before the first lockdown, we had a big tour plan that got cancelled, and yeah, it's feeling the same. But you know, in terms of just all the build up to this, like buying the car,
yep,
and writing the song and putting the flames on it and all the adventure around that. That was a lot of fun. So I'm trying to look at the bright side and just, you know, enjoy living it up.
It's got very goodbye pork pie energy to the whole situation, I have to say. We did get a text the other day when we played the track for the first time from someone who said the only thing that can stop the mighty Toyota Corolla is indeed a level 4 lockdown. They are hearty little cars, those ones.
Hunt down that person and find them, because they may have cursed us.
Oh dear. This is an excellent track though, and like all Darts songs, it's funny, it's got a lot of sort of rawness to it, some true emotions coming out there. Tell us a little bit about the Darts songwriting process, Dan. How does it come about?
Well, for this one, it started off with a song, and it kind of kept getting changed, rearranged, until we kind of got to where it was. Like, it was started off being a song about my cat, and that kind of just didn't really work. But yeah, then we had the hook of just the main line of the Toyota Corolla, and Clark really liked it. We just took a look around, and then we decided to repeat that line, and then we got some great pop punk energy out of it.
So at what point do you go from having written the song to buying a car and getting the number plates and setting off on a whole tour? Which came first, the car or the track?
We've been sitting on this track for at least like a year and a half. So it was definitely the track first. But we're always looking for creative ways to market our songs and to, you know, get people's attention. So we've definitely, that was the car thing just kind of came to mind, and then
it's perfect. It's a match made in Bogan Heaven, basically.
I
wanted to have a chat to you as well with a slightly different hat on. We've talked to you before on the show about your cartoons and your illustration that you do. I see you've been getting into a bit of that over lockdown as well. Tell us a wee bit about the headspace you're in for that mahi at the moment.
It was pretty, once the lockdown got announced, like, it kind of definitely took a bit of a toll on me, and I was just trying to find a way to, which was the best way to try and keep the spirits up a little bit, and, just so, you know, the lockdown wouldn't eat me alive.
Yeah.
Because it can eat you alive, but I decided I wanted to do just more comics to cheer people up and decided just not do the political stuff and just do some kind of funny evergreen slice of life ones.
Yeah, yeah. There is something of inherently a little bit political about them as well. There's sort of almost like class observations going on in some of your most recent ones.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. You know, I think when you see people complain all the time that are in, you know, positions of privilege, or you see them escaping, you know, it kind of makes you a little bit upset, makes you kind of want to break stuff. So I just thought, you know what, I will try and keep things fairly non-political and evergreen, but I think just like darts, I will sneak in everything.
They've both got a strong punk ethos kind of underpinning the whole thing there. If people want to go and check out your illustrations and your comics, how do they do that, Dan? Where's the best place for them to go?
Your classic social medias. On Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook under the handle Yeehaw the Boys.
Yeehaw the Boys. Where did that one come from?
It was kind of like a play on Yeah the Boys, and I just made it before everything blew up, so I kind of got stuck with it.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. You have a Patreon as well, is that right?
I have a Substack.
A Substack.
Yeah, it works better for me, for my way, so it's like a little twice weekly newsletter that gets sent out that has early releases of my comics and just other little things I like to write up. You can sign up for $12 a month and just get all the stuff exclusive straight to your inbox.
Excellent. That sounds like a very good purchase to stick on your list. Some great lockdown reading there. And some great lockdown listening as well with Toyota Corolla. So hopefully when we do eventually get to see you on the road in the car, are you literally driving the car around the country? Is that the plan?
Yeah, like, I need to stress that this car is dangerous. Like, it is very, very, very dangerous. So we're going to the four of us crammed in it, and, like, we're not the skinniest guys. We're four dad bods, like, through and through, shoulder to shoulder, heads kind of tilted down in this tiny Corolla.
Nice,
cozy. We're only allowed, like, a little shoulder bag each. But, yeah, I'm really, really excited to see if we do last.
Excellent. Well, hopefully you'll have good AA insurance to get you out if you do have a roadside emergency. But we'll look forward to seeing you when you do make your way up to Tāmaki Makaurau in the Toyota Corolla. I reckon we better have a listen to it now, Dan. Thanks so much for chatting with us this morning. I hope you have a safe rest of your lockdown.
You too. Stay safe up there, guys.
Ka kite, we'll talk soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Sweating in this Toyota Corolla, rolling at 1.5 with a chip up on my shoulder. I'm getting when I'm drunk, I'm soaking all the fires. I'm perfect when I'm sober while still setting up the fire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.